Well, hey there, and welcome back to the Gospel Fuel podcast. This is episode 2 of the Midweek Refill. Goal of this portion of the podcast is to talk through portions of the reading plan that we're going through as a church through 2025. That will be an encouragement to you, and I'll bring guests on that will bring a little nugget that talks about Jesus or points to the gospel, and we'll just discuss that. Hopefully, it is an encouragement to you and to your walk with Christ. I'll have guests on each week, and this week I have Adam on, and our reading plan is we're in week 5, which basically is the beginning of Exodus and the end of Galatians and into Ephesians. So, Adam, will you give us a little nugget from week 5 of our reading plan?
Yeah, thanks, Tanner. Yeah, I think, you know, as we dive into this week's reading, you know, these are some familiar stories. I mean, you are covering, you know, a big chunk of, you know, the Exodus and the plagues and Moses and Pharaoh, the burning bush and the Passover. These are some heavy topics and really some pillar central ideas to the Old Testament and to the New. And I think the biggest thing that I walk away after reading these verses, both from the Old and the New, is that the story of the Bible is all centered upon Christ. Like that mm-hmm. is what the Bible is ushering you towards. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just read about the Passover. And as you read chapter 12 in Exodus, like it is hard not to see the correlation and connections that Jesus obviously fulfills through his death on the cross. Like this is what the Bible is screaming at us, is that we need an exodus from our sin. We need somebody to save us from our slavery and our bondage to sin. And that ultimately comes to its fulfillment in Christ. Mm-hmm. And that's what even the book of Galatians and all these letters from Paul are getting us to see, is that as the story of redemption unfolds, God is showing us the mistakes, the failures of all these other saviors, that Moses wasn't ever going to fully redeem his people, that Abraham couldn't do it, that David couldn't do it. And so we're getting to this place to eventually see that man's biggest issue is not the physical slavery of this world, but it's the bondage of sin in our hearts. And so we need somebody to come in and pull us out of that and actually do something eternal about it. You know, Moses and the Israelites were temporarily saved. Mm-hmm. But as we see the story unfold even further, what you'll read in the next several weeks as a primer for those weeks is that the people continue to make mistakes and we continue to see the need for a savior. But as you wrap this week up, as you think through these verses, just be reminded that Jesus is the focal point of Scripture, that he is the one that we go to for our redemption and reconciliation. And so as you're reading in the Old Testament, find where Christ is pictured, he's promised, or he's prophesied, because those are the elements that actually will help you read your New Testament better, and you'll be as if the man walking with Jesus on the road to Emmaus, where you're seeing Scripture unfolded, and you're seeing, oh, the book is actually about the gospel, the good news that there would be one who would come that would actually redeem his people and actually do something about sin and death. And that's what we see here. Jesus is, in fact, the Lamb who was slain for our sin, and we get to be rescued from the bondage of sin in our life. And so that's the biggest takeaway that I see from these verses, and very familiar stories. So don't glaze past them. Don't run past them too quickly. Yep. Slow down this week. Read the burning bush if you're reading it for the first time, and see what are the elements that I have never seen before, and then where is the gospel? Where is Jesus pictured at? And then maybe even directly quoted in, because you will see direct quotes in the New Testament from these sections.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit last week, about slowing down, and you know, your reading plan, you can often check a box and say, yep, I did my reading today, and not say, how does this point to Christ? What is this? What is the meaning of this passage? What's the big idea? What is this looking towards? Like you said, prophesies or pictures. So I think it can provide a lot of clarity when you're reading Scripture. Because I think if you don't read with that lens on, you can feel frustrated. I was frustrated growing up because I don't think this was not something that I heard or was taught. And so I think I'd read the Passover and be like, okay, like these lambs had to be killed and their blood had to be, you know, put over the doorpost. Like, cool for the Israelites. Like, what am I supposed, like, how does that apply to me in 2025, you know? So I think it just gives so much meaning behind the text and so much more, like, you're like, oh, I get it. It's all one story. It all links together. It all connects. So I think that just gives you such more clarity and purpose when you're reading scripture to see how it fits into the bigger picture of the gospel.
100%. And Galatians 5, chapter 1 says this, "For freedom Christ has set us free." Mm. As the Israelites exit, they said, "We are free." Mm. And yet they so badly want to go back into their bondage.
Right.
And so be reminded that Jesus sets us free from our sin. Don't go back to your sin. So as you know, as you read your scriptures this week too, remember to apply it of like, man, how can I walk? Remind yourself, Jesus sets you free, and live in light of that today.
Mm. Amen. Man, that's a good word. Well, thanks, Adam, for being on. I hope, church and whoever else is listening, I hope that was an encouragement to you as you are reading through your reading plan. We'll see you next time. Hope you'll subscribe and continue listening to the Gospel Fuel podcast.